time for you to sound off.
You got a beef with me? What in the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today.
Brought to you by Elkin Chevrolet on Route 73 in Marlton. Come see over 60 Chevrolet Silverados in stock and find new roads at Elkin Chevrolet.
Keep going. Sound off.
It's time for Sound Off. 600-771-9705. But we always close down a show with a delightful sound off. You call that number if you got something to say. Leave us a message. We review the messages. We pick the best ones to entertain the folks. Let's see what we have today on Sound Off.
The Flyers are in trouble as an organization, and I'll tell you exactly why. Because what are we talking about with the Flyers before the season started? And what are we talking today after the loss? More so, we're talking about a mascot. That is not good. Now you say, well, now that is good after the loss. It's camouflage. No, that's not good. We're talking about a mascot here. That's the main thing that everybody's talking about.
Well, there's nothing much to say about an 8-2 thumping, or was it with 8-2? It was 8-2 or 3-2?
8-2.
8-2.
Oh, real fast, you asked earlier about that Pico power play.
Yeah, they did it in the third period.
Yeah, 6-1, they did do it.
And Pico power play! We get our ass kicked, but let's cheer!
Everybody booed.
They did? Oh,
yeah.
No.
Yeah, it did work.
Flyers on a tough back-to-back tonight in Ottawa, but they're a favorite. Minus 135 for the Flyers. I like them.
Outright.
I like them.
It's, like, so frustrating listening to Doug Peterson say, oh, yeah, we've got Sproles coming back, and we've got Clement and Josh Adams. You know, I've got a ton of confidence in those three, and we've really been making it work so far, and we're going to continue to make it work with those three. Does this dude have, like, no idea what the phrase make it work means?
Yeah.
How is it working? What about this run game or about this offense is working to you, Doug? Wake up.
It was a little Kapler-esque, to be honest with you. And you can't do that a lot because we know it's not that working that well.
Eagles fans are so goofy. Do you really think that Chicago's going to give up Jordan Howard? They're making a run at the NFC Central, and you think they're just going to trade away their star running back? Maybe the Rams will give the Eagles Todd Gurley.
No,
come on.
You're right about that. I have the same feeling when people ask about Mark Ingram. Yeah, I understand it that they have Kamara there. But, you know, Ingram's a good change of pace back. They're trying to go for something. They're trying to win something. They're going to pedal a guy away. As opposed to Kamara gets hurt, you know? It would be like trading Nick Foles last year.
Hey, I heard Gabe Kapler drop the puck last night for the Flyers' inaugural home game. That might explain the 8-2 shellacking. Speaking of Gabe Kapler, Dave Haxtell, you better take some of his lessons on positivity. Because it's going to be a long year.
Why would they have Gabe Kapler out there when they can choose from one of maybe 173 ex-Flyers that actually work in the building?
I'm sorry, Ty. My mentor and everything, but I think Mike got you on this one. Breeze only passes Rodgers because of the yardage factor. If he didn't have a yardage factor, Rodgers would be fifth. But my question is for you and Mike. Do you think that Phillip Rivers... it's this generation's Dan Marino. He's going to throw for a lot of yards, have a lot of numbers, but he's going to have an empty trophy case. What do you think?
Yeah, it's a pretty good comparison. Rodgers is going to get in. I'm not saying he's not going to get in. He's just not now. You can't put him in at 40,000 yards. It's unfair to put him in there. But he's going to wind up with 60, in which case he'll probably pass Breeze.
Mike, need a ruling on this. You're a golfer. Just played in a scramble charity golf outing with a couple buddies. Only one of the four paid. Well, I paid for all four of us, that is, and two of them still owe me some bank. They're good friends of mine, though, so where do I become the cheapskate who won't cover their versus the guy that, you know, just out of principle, it'd be nice to collect $270 between the two of them. Need a ruling.
Well, here's the ruling. Unless you made it clear that they were going to pay for it, since you took the whole nut, they assumed that it was on you. So now you're stuck. You got to bite the bullet.
You know, last year the Eagles had that swagger, the bond. They were doing celebrations in the end zone. Everything was clicking. The ball definitely bounced our way in a lot of ways. But there was some sort of connection with all the guys that this year it's missing. The The intensity is completely missing. The edge is missing. And I'm talking about coaches down to everywhere. You know, they're missing that, and they got to get that back.
I couldn't agree with you more. And, you know, it's the next year after a Super Bowl, and you got to be really special and focused. And these guys went out of it here. The coach wrote a book. The quarterback wrote a book. Listen, smell yourself enough. You know, eventually you smell stank.
Hey, Mike, I got a bone to pick with you. So are you basically saying that the team lost the talent? How did they lose the talent? It's pretty much the same team. Two things they're missing. They're missing a speed guy to blow the top off the defense, and they're missing their intensity. Boy, did Lane Johnson forget how to block? Guys are smelling themselves, man. Yeah. That's the issue. There's no intensity.
It's not the same team because guys get older. Okay, the same team, your left tackle is coming off injury, and he has shown that he's a little long in tooth. Your running back situation, which was healthy last year, is not healthy this year. You have a void at left wide receiver. Yeah, you had Torrey Smith, it wasn't great, but it wasn't a void. So it's not the same team, clearly.
I know the era of the Broad Street Bullies is over, but I'm shocked to see a Philly team that's afraid to get hit on the ice, afraid to make a play on the puck or another player skates with zero confidence. Also, guys on the power play, how about we pass the puck? You guys look like a bunch of wet carrots out there, and it's embarrassing.
Our fans, the masses are angry with the orange and black today.
I'm all about bringing in talent. We need to upgrade wide receiver, running back, defensive back. Well, I don't know what Howie can do at this point, but I know the focus is on running back. But I don't want Shady McCoy, man. Could you bring in a worse person with more problems with the law?
What are we concerned about right now? Are we concerned about the law? Or are we concerned about salvaging the season? Because if you're concerned about the law, then be prepared to just write off the season and be happy. The only reason you're considering LeSean McCoy is because you're desperate for a guy.
Hey, Mike, I want to call a violation on SEPTA, I guess to the advertising office for the Philadelphia Eagles. I'm driving down on Walnut Street in West Philadelphia, and a SEPTA bus passes me. This huge advertising on the side of it of Jalen Mills, a big picture of him, and right next to it says, pass at your own risk. You kidding me? That's a disgrace. Wow. That's a big violation.
That was a good agent deal that he made last year.
That's a violation.
So give his agent a couple points. Close it down, bro.
That's the best of the best today on Sound Off.
Brought to you by Elkin Chevrolet on Route 73 in Marlton. Come see over 60 Chevrolet Silverados in stock and find new roads at Elkin Chevrolet.
Got an LPD?
I don't like them.
What are they?
Because I don't like
them.
At 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound off gets on.
See you later.
Wide awake in this violet city. I'm getting revved up for
a minute. Yeah, going a little few minutes.
Yeah, imaginary. So sorry about that. That was sound off. 610-771-9705. The Ron Jaworski Show is next. He's live from Valley Brook Country Club. And then Flyers Ottawa. I kind of like him tonight. And Ed Torty will follow the Flyers. Our general knowledge winner tonight was John from Plymouth Meeting. Congratulations to John because he wins a twosome to play golf at Fanatics at 9 and Dine Golf Outing October 23rd at Spring Mill Country Club in Ivyland, Pennsylvania. Enjoy 9 holes of golf and lunch on us as Anthony and Jason broadcast live. Space is limited, so you can go to 975thefanatic.com now to find. There it is.
In this violet city.
Find out more how to register, how to win this first time golf outing. You can go to springmillcountryclub.com. And you also want a pair. Keep it going. I like it. Pair of tickets to see comedian Jim Gaffigan at the Met, Philadelphia, February 9th. The second show is added by popular demand. Ooh! And. tickets are on sale Friday, October 12th at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com. Everybody have a great rest of the night, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Oh, the show taker? It was brought to you by Guided Door and Window. Today, receive 20% off all windows and doors with no money down, up to 3 years to pay it off, interest free. Call Guided Door and Window today, 1-877-GO-GUIDE, or visit GoGUIDI.com. Thanks for taking over the show, Guida. Have a great night, everybody. Talk to you tomorrow.
Fanatic Sports Update.
Sticking with
with his guys. This Fanatic Sports Update is brought to you by Guided Door Window. Receive 20% off all windows and doors with no money down and up to 3 years to pay off interest-free. Call Guided Door Window today at 1-877-GO-GUIDER. Visit GOGYDA.com. Eagles face the Giants tomorrow night. The team has signed safety Trey Sullivan off of the practice squad. Doug Peterson spoke to the media today on the running back situation.
You know, obviously we still have Sproles who's coming along, you know, and we're getting him healthy. Wendell Smallwood, Corey, Josh Adams. I mean, we're very comfortable and confident with those three. We've made it work so far this part of the season, and we're going to continue to make it work.
Flyers lost to the Sharks last night in their home opener 8-2. They play Ottawa tonight. You can hear that game right here on the Fanatic at 7:30. The Ron Jaworski Show is next from Valley Brook Country Club. Missed any of our shows today? Check out 97.5thefanatic.com or download our app for all podcasts. I'm Natalie Eganoff for 97.5 The Fanatic.
Mike Missinelli on 97.5 The Fanatic.